here's a story from The World.
Leaving home for work to build a better future. It's an age-old story, and one our next guest, Kate Beaton, knows well. She's a cartoonist from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. But before her art became famous online and in The New Yorker, she worked in the oil fields of Alberta. She went there in 2005 to pay off her student loans and worked in what's known as the tool crib, stocking, cleaning, and distributing tools that the miners use to extract crude oil. Beaton's newest book is all about that experience. It's a graphic novel called Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sands. Kate, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've written such a compelling story, a personal one, and one, honestly, that I was not expecting, because when we hear oil sands, I mean, there's been so much attention paid to the environmental costs of the tar sands and oil extraction, but much less said about the social and cultural price paid for the boom economies that have resulted in some of the places where there are tar sands. Did you realize the extent of that when you were growing up in Cape Breton?
No, I didn't. It wasn't a place that was on people's minds when I was very small. It was a place that people started going to in the 80s and 90s, but not in the numbers that that made a real difference until maybe the late 90s, when it really started booming. And then everybody started going. And they were running news stories around here about how, you know, the streets were emptying and the classrooms had empty desks because they were gone to the oil sands.
And symbolically, I mean, you kind of illustrate that with the empty chairs around the dining tables in Cape Breton.
But that's not new here. We have had many generations of labor migration to wherever the engines of capitalism have been running, to the Boston states. Auto factories booming in the 70s in Ontario and Detroit, a mining boom in Sudbury.
So the Boston states, is that what Cape Bretoners call the U.S. or New England specifically?
It's kind of New England. They would land around Boston and they'd call it the Boston states. Yeah, I had a grandaunt who worked as a maid, for instance, in a mansion in Boston. But that was the place to go for work. And they would work there and they'd send money home. And that pattern would repeat wherever the big job booms were. And I sort of fell in step with a pattern that had been going on for all this time. I thought nothing of going to the oil sands because people have been doing this where I'm from for so long.
Ducks takes place mostly in Alberta, but you often take readers back to Cape Breton in the book, almost like a dream. Like one minute you're in the industrial work camp, the next you have your feet in the sand of a pristine beach, almost like your body and mind are in two places at once. What do you think is the long-term effect on workers being split like that? How did it affect you?
Oh, it had a big effect on me, for sure. You were split. And so most of your life is in this work camp, where you are not living as your full self. You're cut off from things and you're counting down the days to when you're home. And when you're in the camp, you're isolated, and the sense of being totally outside of society is a very real feeling. You're the shadow population.
I'm speaking with Canadian graphic novelist Kate Beaton, the author of Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sands. The book is called Ducks, Kate, and the meaning is revealed later on in the book when the international news media pick up the story that hundreds of migratory ducks were killed after they landed in one of these tailing ponds at one of these mining sites. Why was that moment so meaningful to you that you decided to give this book the title, Ducks?
Well, the metaphor is apt. These were migratory animals who landed in a pond that they thought was a safe space, that they thought was natural, and it ended up being toxic. It was a dangerous place for them to land. And you could make the same argument for some of the people who landed there. This incident with the ducks was the first time that I saw the oil sands on national and international news. You know, you could sort of see the eyes of the world taking a look at the oil sands and going, oh God, that's bad. You know, we don't like that. These ducks all died. And I had seen people die. 2008 was a particularly bad year for accidents on Highway 63, which was nicknamed the Highway of Death.
And that's a highway that connects kind of like some of the living areas with these mines.
Yes, that's right. It's the highway that goes from Edmonton to Fort McMurray. And also at the same time, there is a part of the book where a Cree elder, Selena Harp, is talking about how there is increased incidences of cancer, rare cancers in the indigenous communities around Fort McMurray. And the response to that is sort of silence. But the ducks got all these attention because of maybe how cinematic it was. And so that always stuck with me, that the human cost went under the radar.
Homesickness is a major theme of your book. And one way it manifests is through music, I noticed. Cape Breton has so much great music, trad modern fiddlers like Natalie McMaster and Ashley McIsaac. I mean, we asked you for a song that brought back feelings of home when you were away in Alberta. And this is what you turned to.
We talked till three, my father and me, and the fiddle tunes flow like the clear marguerite.
Who are we hearing, Kate, and why does this music resonate with you? Like, how would this song come up for you in the freezing cold trailer that was the tool crib?
You're hearing Janelle and Cameron sing Heading for Halifax. He's singing about leaving Cape Breton for work, heading for Halifax to see what's to spare in the way of some work. And if there's nothing there, then it's Toronto out west, or God only knows where.
Toronto out west to God only knows where, but there's bound to be friends on back home.
That was true before I was born. It's true now. You know, I listened to this growing up and I knew that's gonna be me. And it was, as this is the life in Cape Breton. But he's also singing, you know, wherever I go, there's bound to be someone from home, because that is also true. Wherever the work is, we're all going. We're going together.
Kate, I have to ask, because it is such an acute issue in the U.S., the student loan problem. Was it worth it? Did you manage to pay off your student loans?
Yeah, I did pay them off. Worth it is not the words that I would choose. I have to say I don't regret it. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't gone there. I don't think I would have had the courage to try to do something that was so uncertain financially. I'm not from an economically stable place. No, people don't make those kinds of leaps. And I didn't have any money. I just did not have any money. And there was no way that I would have been a cartoonist. It's not a job that people go into for money. Yeah. So I'm lucky. I've been very lucky.
Graphic novelist Kate Beaton's new book is titled Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sands. It tells the story of her time spent working in Alberta. She joined us from her home in Mabou, Cape Breton. Kate, wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.
One thing I know, wherever I go, my heart's in Cape Breton, it will always be so.